Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Anhotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omeka 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome my new friends by saying Habari Gani and my old friends by saying what's up. Come on in and have a seat. Lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. And thank you so very much for joining me this evening. We'd like to welcome you to another episode. This week we are talking about music. Now, our show has slightly changed a little bit. We're going to do a little something different on the Saturday. On the week with music. And I had planned to bring all sorts of music for you. However, since we are not on location and we're outside of our studio, we'll be talking to you about music and entertainers. So that way we'll get those phone calls in with some of those entertainers who can call in and they can chat about their experience. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be entertaining you with some of the latest entertainers out there, and just telling you a little bit about what's going on with them. Just a little break from tradition. Don't get all in a tizzy. We're still winners, and we're going to prove that to you. Stay tuned.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving on up. Moving on up over to the other side. Welcome, everyone, to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 coming to you from offshore, not in the studio this evening. However, we're keeping it down right a long time. And if you would like to call into our station, you're welcome to do so. We are now on the air at 646-478-0270. Welcome, everyone, once again. Ladies and gentlemen, our feature show this evening is to talk about musicians and to talk about music. And because I am a musician and entertainer, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the featured artists that are out there and also give you a couple little tunes and bring in some music. But I think right now, right about now, I'm going to get a drum roll so we can bring in the musicians. Stand to your feet, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to do our dedication. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the prelude before Black African-American history. And as you know, as historians, we like to make sure we get ready for that occasion. Since we only have those 28 days, which is the shortest month in the year that we celebrate our African heritage, we're going to do a couple of things in here, a few songs, and lead you back to remember when we once acknowledge our culture and customs. But right about now, we're going to do our libation. If you stand to your feet and go over to the talking cure area with me, you stand at attention with our hands raised as if we're about ready to receive. And we offer up libation to Odu Lamare, and we say Ashe. Ashe means so be it, so let it be done. We also offer up libation to our Father Spirit, and that is Obatala. And we say Ashe. We like to light a candle for our Father Spirit, and we say Ashe. May this light guide our Father Spirit back. We like to pour libation for our Mother Spirit, Yamin Ya, which is Yamin Yamin Ja. The lady in yellow, the woman of the water, we say Ashe. We like to ask Oye to come in to carry the wind of our libation as we pour libations to the east, and we say libation. We like to pour libations to the west as we look towards the west and say libation. We pour libations to the north and say Ashe. We pour libations to the west and say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, do this often and do it in the presence of your children so that they might be able to observe you role modeling what should happen in a culturally enriched home. And that is very important for us to know ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. And with African American History Month shortly approaching, I'm going to do a little prelude. It's very important that we should know some of our heritage songs. We should know some of our national anthem songs. And we should also understand that Africans have a culture and not just a heritage. And today we are going to be featuring a little bit of music from various different venues, if you don't mind. And one of the songs that I know that African-Americans usually do are the call and response songs. And those are the songs where we actually participate, and we ask the audience to participate and be a part of those songs with the call and response. And periodically you hear those songs in that are done in the churches. And as you know, we do have a Black national anthem, and in our Black national anthem, the story is being told through the lineage and the eyes of the African. So once again, why don't you light up that dial at 646-478-0270. Now, I'd like to give a little love song to those out there who are alone tonight before we get started on some of our African culture songs. And this particular song that I'm about to do, I've done this song before when I did a dedication during our special week where Melvin was in the room. But I'd like to do that song again to those of us who will be alone tonight. To those of us who will be alone tonight, I hope you find your love. And if you got somebody in your life, oh, be glad you've got enough. Don't let the games that people play rob you of the dreams you're dreaming of. You've got to use your head. And I wish you love. I wish you love. I wish you love. There's an evil wind blowing over Africa. And it blows a bitter wind, yeah. And to those that are coming up after us, I hope they'll find a better way, a better way. Don't let the games that people play rob you of the dreams you're dreaming of. See, you've got to use your head. And I wish you love. I wish you love. I wish each and every one of you love this evening. And to those of you who will be alone tonight, and that is People's Song. That is a song written by Peoples. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about artists tonight. And I'd like to talk a little bit about Kelly Price, one of my favorite. I'm very, very happy to see Kelly coming up and pulling herself up by her bootstraps. I see her very much engaged out there in the causes of the movement for cancer and working out the struggle and supporting those women that were cancer victims. And some of the musicians, they develop a cause and they work towards a cause. And I'm very, very pleased with the things that she's engaged in. And not only that, her voice is so regal and is so fine, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe that her being a writer, she's able to write and give lyrics from her heart and descriptive. And as I told you earlier this year that I will be working on a piece by Nina Simone and trying to put together a rendition of Nina Simone, I am near to the finish of that project. And I have been working very feverishly on gathering music that is written by Nina Simone and also directed by her. Nina Simone is scheduled to have a movie come out this year. I don't know all the details on it, but there was a little controversy about the music and the entertainer who was going to be playing Nina Simone. There were some discrepancies about whether or not the young lady that was going to be role modeling her would fit the character of Nina Simone. Because I don't know if you know it or not, but Nina Simone was in the struggle. She was a freedom rider, and she believed in the national causes of her Black people. And she literally was a priest, a high priestess, which most people don't know about. And to highlight a little bit about Nina Simone being a high priest, she was very, very much in touch with her consciousness and her ability to go on stage and mesmerize her audience. And being a high priest, she knew exactly how to use her gifts on stage to allow the community to feel the energy that she brought on stage. And she was very good in putting the audience at ease. One of the things she had to face and struggle with was racism throughout her career here in the United States. It became so bad that she had to literally escape this particular country to go to France. Now, I was told by several people, as well as her daughter, who indicated that her music, you know, would still be played here in the United States, and that there was a lot of people working on her work, and she gave me permission to utilize some of her music and to also work on trying to vindicate Nina Simone, because she needs vindicating, because she was so misunderstood by the Europeans here in the United States to the point that they feared her and that her music was banned here in the United States. And one of the songs was Goddamn Mississippi that was banned. And there was a number of songs that she sang about Jim Crow, and she talked about the Jim Crow laws and how it affected African Americans. And because we are shortly approaching African American History Month, we ought to be talking about the Jim Crow laws, and we ought to be pointing out that a lot has not changed, and we still have high-tech lynchings, and they don't necessarily have to be outwardly vivid as they were when Nina was coming up, but they're still currently here, but done in a more high-tech way. I think it would serve Nina well to know that there were people here that still loved her music, as well as understood where she was coming from. I loved her music so much that I began to collect all of her music and look over some of the music that she actually played. She was a classical piano player, which I am not. However, if I could have her skills, I would love to cover her skills. She started out being a classical piano player and was rejected by society for entrance into the classical arena, and that's when she ventured out to be a folkloid and more of a storyteller. And her storytellers of songs like Feli. One of the songs she would do is a call and response called Feli, and that Feli song was very much loved by whites and blacks. Even though there was a lot of racism going on, there was a love for Nina Simone's music because she was such a classical player of music. And Nina, I was told that her mother indicated that she, from birth, had an ability to tap into the counting of the music and being able to keep perfect pitch. So she started out being a musician from an early age. Now, there have been young people that have taken her music to another level by adding a little rap and modernizing some of her songs. And one of her songs in particular that she sang, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, that song was taken and a new rendition was rendered to give it a little bit more upbeat. And as you know, the version that she did was a little bit a folkloid song. However, the new upbeat song that she created recently has not been played on most of the stations. You rarely hear any of her music being played on the station, but you can go and Google her music online and find it. Nina Simone, being a priestess, was well-trained in that area. She knew quite a bit about trance and how to put herself in a trance when need be for protection. She also knew how to put the audience in a trance when she needed protection from the audience, and she spoke of this quite frequently. She spoke of coming home back to the United States, feeling disconnected from her own country, feeling out of touch with her people because most of the freedom riders had vanished and they had left the area, those who were not placed in jail, she said. And you can view some of her interviews online. She's quite vivid about what she went through. She talks candid about the hope she had for the, she talked candid in the past for the hope she had for her people to rise up and to be a better people. Unfortunately, music knows no class. It crosses all barriers of religion and race. And at one point, people do come to their senses, and then they change their mind about how they feel about others. I think music has changed the course of the lives of people who were once known to have what we call as a psychological dysfunction for people prejudging others without knowing them. I think when people can be seen and people can see them for who they're worth, black or white, they can begin to understand people where they're coming from, and then they can let down their apprehension and become more sensitive to the needs of others. I think this month we're going to talk more about racism and how to alleviate it. I guess you'll say that we always will have racism on the scene, but maybe we can make people a little bit more sensitive and a more understanding to the needs of others. But if you ask me, I think racism is an illness. It's not just necessarily a condition. It is an illness, and sometimes we need to apply an antidote, and we need to provide some form of healing. And the healing mechanism comes through our music and through some of our blues. And as you know, I sing the blues. I've sang the blues for a long time. My uncle was a blues singer. He played the harmonica, and he taught me the blues, and my aunt taught me the blues. And on my CD, at the introduction, I sing Lady Sings the Blues. And I'd like to sing for you, The Man I Love, this evening. And that was one of the songs I did at an opening in Germany. Someday you'll come along, the man that I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man that I love. And then you'll look at me and say, and I'll do my best to make him stay. Maybe I'll go one day, maybe today, maybe not. Still I know he'll come one day. Then in a little while, we'll be the night for two. Tell me who will ever roam. Oh, tell me why would you? Till then, I'll be dreaming of the man that I love. Oh. That was a little tune that I did for an opening birthday party. But as you listen to the CD, Billie Holiday's introduction, Lady Sings the Blues, is an opening song that I chose to put on my lyrics for my poetry. And Lady Sings the Blues speaks to a lot of issues for women. It tends to talk about the heartache and the problems that women have gone through. Lady sings the blues. She's got a sad. She feels so sad. What the world you know what the blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you've got a bad scar and you and your man has to part. Let the blues. She's got it bad. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know what the blues is all about. That song was sung by so many women. Even Billie Holiday knew that it would be genuine, and for Diana Ross to sing that song and to portray Billie Holiday was not abnormal. It was a classic performance. A classic performance it was. And Lady Day knew that even though she was going through troubled times, most of her heartache came from racism. Little do we know that she had ventured through so many hard times because of discrimination and because of partiality and the way she had to live. And most entertainers during that time did struggle through racism, but their songs crossed all barriers and allowed people to come together and to talk about their misfeelings or misjudgment, but not to the point where it raised the bar against racism. However, yet they danced to the tune of the music behind closed doors. Now, how do we get that back again? How do we cross our barriers with our music today? How can we talk to our youngsters about using the music to engage other races of people? How can we talk to our youngsters about creating conscious-minded music that will lift us out of our present economic state and out of our fragileness? How do we talk to them about engaging and grabbing hold of other cultures to help them to see themselves and to help them to see that racism doesn't help anyone? It destroys all people involved. Well, this month we get our opportunity to take a closer look at racism, and we get a chance to look at the jaundiced eye of racism, and maybe it will look back at us. And if that eye does look back, maybe we will be able to speak to the soul of that eye, and maybe we will touch that third eye so that this time around, when we speak of collaboration, integrating, like Dr. Martin Luther King spoke about, it will be an honest integration where we both bring something to the table and then we can collaborate together. And it won't be where one nation of people absorbs another. Maybe this time during Black History Month, we will hit the mark, because we've missed the mark so many times each February that we've talked about Black History Month. We've missed the mark because change has not come quickly. But I know a change is going to come. I know a change is going to come. It has to come. I was born by the river in a little old shack. Oh, just up the road a piece. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. It's been too hard living, but I just can't die. Oh, I'll go on living a peace. It's been a long time coming, but I do know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Yes it will. A change gonna come. I know a change gonna come. And you can press that change forward by finding a way to help our youngsters to sing a new tune. My prayer this year is that our youngsters will come out of their nonsense and out of their unconsciousness and their subduism and they will begin to sing a more conscious song that will wake up the nation, that will cause the nation to look back and regret the time that has been wasted. How do we redeem the time, you say? How do you redeem the time so that we can change things with music? Because music is the melody that mends broken hearts. How do we take those who are hurting and mend their broken heart with a new tune? Sometimes with a poem, sometimes with a love song. But I want someone to bring forth the love song that will change the hearts of many and that will give us a new look on life for music. I know racism was here for a moment, but we can evaporate. We can take those hatreds and those staggering hatred situations and turn them around with love. Love has such a power. Through our love songs, we can challenge the world to do better than what it's done. We can challenge the world to be a better place through love songs. Love is a very powerful force. And with the effort to bring about these love songs with our youngsters, we can change the climate of this earth, I do believe. And I want somebody to sing a love song and bring about the peace. You told me that you will live, oh, until now you're gone, and hours seem just like years. You left me singing a song. You're leaving, oh, it makes my heart be slower and slower. Now you're gone, and hours seem just like years. You left me singing a song. Yes, we've got to sing a song, and we've got to make that song a love song, and we've got to give away that love, and we've got to be able to sing a song that will change things, that make a change. And those love songs, we've got to understand that we've got to give ourselves away. In Christ there is no ease away. In Him, no, no, oh, sorrow. But one great fellow, cheerful is love throughout the whole wide earth. Join hands, then brothers and sisters of the race. Whatever your religion, persuasion may be, then join my Father, God is one, then you are truly kin to me. In Christ there is no easier way. In Him, no, no, oh, sorrow. But one place no ship of His love throughout the whole wide earth. We've got to learn how to love one another. When will the world know we're all sisters and brothers? Ooh, we got something to change. The only formula to love each other. In the name of the Lord, we were meant to live together. It's time together, get to one another. See, you were made for the love, just you and me. You were made for the love, just you and me. Now try to go and give the gift of love to one another. See, you were made for love, just you and me. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back to join you a little bit later on. and we will be able to bring you up to date on the musician and what they're doing to change the planet and the earth time. We're winning. Take care.
Y'all ready?